listeners, and welcome back to the HBS Camper Crew podcast. The goal of this podcast is to do a recap of our character word of the month, to give encouragement to our listeners to keep pursuing the pillars. Today's podcast is all about cooperation.
First, I'm going to let my new group of co-hosts introduce themselves. They are going to each say their name and tell us something they do at home or at school. That requires teamwork and cooperation.
Oh, thank you, Blakely and Araya, for that great intro. All right, we are going to go around the room and let our new co-hosts introduce themselves. So we're going to start right here. You can't see me pointing, but he can. Say your name and then tell us what you thought of that requires cooperation.
Hi, my name is Braxton. I thought of playing board games.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, my name is Gavin. And I thought of playing sports.
Hi, my name is Araya, and I thought of getting ready for school.
Hi, my name is Blakely, and I thought of to help clean the house.
Hi, my name is Allison, and I thought that making a puzzle together could take some cooperation.
Hi, my name is Andrew, and I thought of playing video games with my brother takes cooperation.
I think cooperation to help carry the groceries in with my mom.
Mm-hmm. Who are you?
My name is Romeo.
Okay. Now that we know who we have in the studio today, I'm going to start with our first segment, which we are going to call
Purposeful Pillars.
Okay. So we're going to take a second to review the definition of cooperation. Okay, everybody. We're going to say it together. Ready? Here we go. Cooperation is working together to reach shared goals. Oh, good job. And, you know, I always think it's so fun that here in the studio, everybody's doing the actions, even though you can't see them out there. During my time with Kids in Wheel this month, we have been talking all about cooperation and what might be some of the reasons why sometimes cooperation is easy and why sometimes it's so hard. One of the things we talked about was how our brains are wired. It isn't good or bad or right or wrong. It's just how it is. Some people prefer to do things or figure things out on their own before they are ready to work or talk with others. And some people's brains prefer to work with others to figure out solutions. It doesn't mean that they can't work with others or work alone. It just means that their brain has a preference. We talked about how this could sometimes explain why cooperation could feel really easy with some people and maybe more difficult with others.
Let's talk to our co-host about cooperation and see what they have been learning in the classrooms.
All right, Andrew, tell us what fourth graders are learning.
Fourth graders have been learning about how to solve conflict by using the Tree of Choices. The Tree of Choices is used to decide if a problem is big or small problem, and our name, emotions, and take the choice of what we do. Some of the choices I practiced this month were to move it out, talk it out, and breathe it out.
Okay, awesome. Gavin, tell us what third grade has been learning about.
Third grade learned that considering somebody else's point of view is important when cooperating with others. Perspective taking skills that third grade practiced were working to understand what others may be seeing, thinking, or feeling in different situations, and considering how best to respond after understanding other people's point of view.
Allison, tell us what second grade has been learning about.
Second grade practiced how to solve conflicted using cooperation. Just like fourth grade, second grade practiced using the Tree of Choices.
Okay, Braxton, what's first grade been up to?
First grade focused on using cooperation in our friendships. An important part of being a good friend is working together to reach a shared goal. Working together with others using cooperation builds strong friendships.
Okay, Romeo, what's kindergarten been learning?
Kindergarten learned that listening to others is an important part of cooperation. They have been practicing their whole body listening skills and taking turns, all great ways to build friendships.
All right. Now, we are going to play a game that requires everyone to work together towards a common goal. This game is called the counting game. It's super simple, but it's not always easy. Okay, so we practiced this a little bit before, and we discovered that it's not always easy. So the goal of this game is to count to 10 without two people saying the same number at the same time. If two people say the same number, then we start again. And a couple rules. You can't go around the table. You can't make a plan of like who's going to go first and who's going to go next, all right? So I'm going to say one, and then we'll just see how far we get, okay? Ready? Here we go. One.
Two.
Three. Four. Five. Six.
Oh, see? Hey, we made it farther. We made it farther that time than we did before. Okay, let's go again. One.
Two.
Three. Four.
One last time. One last time. Okay. One.
Two.
Three.
Okay. So, hey, I got a couple questions, though. What made this game hard? Raise your hand if you have an answer. What made this hard? Braxton, what made this hard?
They couldn't really cooperate with others.
What made it hard to cooperate in this game?
Because you couldn't talk to each other.
Ah, you couldn't talk to each other. Okay, Blakely, what made it hard?
The way it made it hard is not knowing what the person's going to say. So you had to cooperate by, like, knowing, just, like, thinking.
Mm-hmm. Before. Watching their eyes, watching their lips, yeah. Well, and you know what? Doesn't that say why talking and communicating is so important for cooperation? Yeah, because if people aren't talking to each other, it makes it really hard to cooperate. Yeah, you're right. Okay, well, that game always provides some good laughs, but we're going to laugh some more because it's time for our joke segment. To get us started with the jokes, Blakely, why don't you say yours?
What do you call a dog magician?
What?
A labracadabracadoodle.
Labracadabracadoodle. Oh, like abracadabra. Okay, Braxton, what joke do you have for us?
Where would you find an elephant?
Where?
The same place you lost her.
Am I the only one who thought that was funny? Oh, my goodness. Araya, what's yours?
What animal is always at a baseball game?
What?
A bat.
All right. Wow. Gavin.
What falls in winter but never gets hurt?
What?
Snow.
Okay. Allison, let's hear yours.
Why did the cookie go to the hospital?
Why?
Because he felt crummy.
Ah, felt crummy. All right, Andrew, let's hear your joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Spell.
Spell who?
W-H-O.
Oh, got us. Okay. All right, Romeo, let's hear yours.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Otto.
Otto who?
Otto who? I don't know. I forgot.
Oh, very good. I always love some good jokes. It just makes you feel better to laugh. All right. I promised that once again, we would give a little time for some shout outs here at the end. So we are going to start right over here with Mr. Braxton.
I would like to give a shout out to my brother Bowen in first grade.
Okay. Gavin.
I would like to give a shout out to my little brother in first grade.
Okay. Araya.
I'd like to give a shout out to my sister in second grade, Abrielle, and Mrs. Bulls.
Okay, Blakely.
I'd like to give a shout out to my cousin Bethany, who's in eighth grade.
Okay, Allison.
I would like to give a shout out to my little sister, Honey, in second grade.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to give a shout out to my big brother, Ethan, in eighth grade.
All right, Romeo.
I would like to give a shout out to Caden and Jordan for being my friends.
All right, and I would like to give a shout out to all of Heston Elementary for just being awesome. And that's all for this month's episode of the HES Character Crew Podcast. We will be back next month with new co-hosts to talk about our new word. You know what it is?
Purpose!